Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson for Horse Hydrator of Canada at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas.
Getting horses to drink has been an issue for centuries. Horses have a very keen sense of smell and taste, and if they don't like the water you're offering, they'll drastically reduce the amount they consume. Instead of tricking your horses by using flavors, electrolytes, or sodas, naturally entice your horses by using Horse Hydrator. This eliminates those taste and contaminants such as sulfur, chlorine, lead, iron, mercury, and a lot of other contaminants. We guarantee that 96% of horses will prefer water that's been ran through the Horse Hydrator over that which hasn't.
The numbers don't lie. It's a first for Canadians at the NFR in more ways than just one. And being number one was the one thing these Canadian cowboys had on their mind for day one of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. For the first time in the 58-year history of the NFR, a full two-man team of Canadian-born steer ropers qualified for the Super Bowl for professional cowboys. Thursday night marked go-round number one for the 2016 Rodeo Championships. And Pinocchio Alberta's Levi Simpson stormed into the Thomas and Mack Center with his healing partner Jeremy Bueller out of Arrowwood, Alberta. A sizzling time of 4.4 seconds was good for first place money, $36,230 US. And Simpson admitted he had dreamed about this night for a long time.
It was just awesome. I've ran that steer in my head 10 million times. I was just glad to run him in real life tonight. And the way that it went, it couldn't get any better.
A pair of cowboys shared top spot in the opening go-round of the steer wrestling event as Tyler Wagenspack from Louisiana and Clayton Haas out of Terrell, Texas, each stomped the clock with identical times of 3 and 8. Quickest in the calf roping action was a two times Canadian champ, Shane Hanchy. The Sulphur, Louisiana cowboy roped and tied his draw in a rapid time of just 7.1 seconds, setting the pace in his specialty event. And quickest time in the ladies' barrel racing went to Pamela Capper when she made the three-barrel run in just 13.75 seconds. That's an opening night arena record. To the Rostock events now, where Milford, Utah's Ryder Wright got tapped off on Frontier Rodeo's time's up for an amazing-looking 87.5-point ride. Both Canadians in that event, Zeke Thurston from Big Valley, Alberta, Clay Elliott, who makes his home in Natton, Alberta, finishing out of the money on opening night. Best bareback ride on Thursday evening was turned in by Tanner Oz, the Minnesota cowboy covering Survey Rodeo's control freak for a big 85.5-point ride. Pinocchio Alberta's Jake Vold winding up sharing 5th and 6th place money for his 81-point score on Sankey Rodeo's Sozo. Manitoba's Oren Larson out of the money with a disappointing 66.5-point ride on opening night. The two times world champion bull rider showed the sellout crowd why he's at the top of his game. Oklahoma's Sage Kimsey scoring the top ride on the night when he managed an 86.5-point score on Frontier Rodeo's Aftershock. Same cowboys back for go-round number two here at the Thomas and Mack Center later this evening. For Horse Hydrator of Canada, featuring the great new water filter for all of your livestock, get more information by calling 403-896-0060. At the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.